We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey,
this is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this is why Alex Rodriguez just continues to make me roll my eyes. The two of them have split up, him and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
They release a statement about, you know, they wish the best for each other, blah, blah, blah. So what is he doing now that just pissed me off? Because it's such a him trying to get back in her heart by doing this.
Oh,
it was his daughter's birthday. She turned 13. He put up all these pics, kind of normal of her life, but he was putting up pictures with Jennifer Lopez. You just broke up a week ago. It's so, you're doing that just to try to
tug at her heartstrings. Gotcha. Jinx.
And as a woman, you know we're emotional, which makes him more of a manipulator and a jerk.
Of course he is.
Back up. Go away. It's your fault the family's not together.
Bro.
Leave her alone. And then they say, well, the kids were close. I know. That's the unfortunate part. That's why he should have kept it in his pants and not cheated. But he didn't.
Jennifer Lopez.
Welcome to your consequences.
Is living her best life on TikTok. So that's why he's probably seeing those. She's posting these super thirsty videos because she's just having a good time.
Dude,
living life.
She is totally posting the rebound.
Yes.
Thirst trap.
100%.
When women get scorned. We love to post pictures of us and videos looking hot, dude.
Because you know that your ex is looking at it going, damn it, what did I do?
I was sleeping
with that.
We hope they do. Normally, they don't pull this crap. Normally, they just ignore you and move on with their lives. But Alex Rodriguez, it's Jennifer Lopez. He's a moron.
Yeah.
So he was posting all these pics of her with his kids with her kids. And I was just like, oh, you're awful.
All right.
You're awful.
He is awful.
Yep.
So where did you go? You had a problem.
So I've been going out a lot more. And when I go out, I mean just shopping more. It's not like I'm at bars on the regular. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, haven't been there yet.
Baby steps for
you. Maybe a couple restaurants here and there. Baby steps,
for
right?
For you, yeah.
But, you know, I go to the store and I found something really interesting. There's one place I go where it's always, I feel like I always see people with no masks. And it's only one type of business, which I find interesting as I start to observe. Because I'll go to the grocery store. Everyone's, and you know, the mask mandate, you don't have to wear one, but everyone's wearing them. I think I saw one guy in Pick and Save, and that was out of like 100 people.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good number just to see one guy.
Yeah.
So, but there's one place every time I go in, everybody's living mask-free, man, and it's a gas station. What is it with the gas stations? And people, it's the only place I go where I can see a whole store unmasked. It's bizarre to me.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's always a quick run-in with a gas station.
What?
You're always in and out.
You're not lingering.
You're not lingering in a gas station.
Well, it's funny you said that because people were lingering this morning, Riggs, which I think is what set me off. I was trying to figure out what made me so angry about this because I've accepted there are people that aren't going to wear masks. Like, they annoy me, but I've moved on with my life. I don't care enough to obsess about this, okay?
Good.
I got the vaccine. I get my second dose next week, whatever. But there was this woman in front of me this morning. I ran in to get some stuff, and she didn't have a mask on. The guy that walked out didn't have a mask on. The clerk didn't have a mask on, which I didn't care because the clerk had a
plexiglass.
They all have plexiglass, so I don't even give a damn if they're not wearing
the giant
one. They got the plexiglass,
the big
right?
sneeze guard now. Yeah.
So, fine. But the chick in front of me is, like, buying lottery tickets. They're talking. I mean, I stood there for probably 2 to 3 minutes. That's a long time. Wait out 3 minutes and just stand there for a second and see how long that is. That's a long time.
You've been talking for 2 minutes right now.
Okay, see? So they've been talking this whole time about nothing. And they can see I'm in there with a mask on. Now, I look like the alien, right? Because I'm the only person in the whole place. Not that I care, because I'm me. But what does the chick do next? This is, I think, what irritated me. They all see me. She's clearly going to work. She's dressed up. She's got her makeup on.
Yeah.
She got nice shoes on. This chick's on her way to work. She stops and she turns around. She keeps talking to the clerk, even though I'm up. I'm like, hello, can you ring me up here? They're talking. And she's like, well, I got the Pfizer vaccine. And I'm like, oh, you're doing that thing now where you feel awkward because I'm behind you. This is what pissed me off, that you're now turning around announcing to the store you've been vaccinated. I don't care. You're not making me feel any better right now. Get the hell out and let
her
ring
me up. You don't care about her. You just want to get your crap and move on with your life.
Go. But I thought, this is what annoyed me. Stand your ground if you're going to stand your ground. If you're going to go in there with no mask on and live your best, then don't turn around and try to announce that you're vaccinated, because you know why that doesn't really matter to me right now? Because it's not eradicated. It's not gone yet. When it's eradicated, I'll be thrilled to hear about you, okay?
I don't think it'll ever be eradicated, but it'll
certainly
go away.
Hopefully it is. We've done it with other diseases. We've done it with polio and other things.
What is it with people that get their lottery tickets super early in the morning?
I don't know, but that took a whole other 2 minutes.
I've seen that several times.
I don't know.
I've been in gas stations in the morning where they're buying lottery tickets.
Yeah.
It's like their morning routine, some of these people.
Yeah, I don't know. That's funny. That is funny that they're, I mean, I see people buying lottery tickets all day long.
Always in the morning.
When you like to gamble, you like to gamble, Rick.
Right.
It doesn't really matter the time of day. So are you with me, though? I had to really dig deep and go, what am I irritated about with this? I'm irritated by the fact that she's not comfortable even with her own decision.
Right.
That she has to, that's what
she felt like she should. She felt like she should wear a mask.
She should actually, because you know what? I do have a very good friend with cancer. I was just telling you about she got the vaccine. They don't know if her body's going to reject it, though, her immune system, because it's so, you know, so bad. So I think about people like that, but it's really the core of, if you're going to do it and own it. And if you're not, maybe you should go back to the other side, honey, out your situation. Okay.
I just wonder if you won any lottery tickets.
Yeah, here you go with the lottery tickets. And do you have an answer for, you think the gas station is because it's an In-N-Out, a quick In-N-Out.
100%.
That's why I never see people.
Because I've got, when this started, I would always go and run into the gas station without a mask because I was like, I'm just going in quick.
Jesus, Rick.
Just going in quick.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fine. I'm running in. Nobody was in there except the clerk who was behind plexiglass. So I was like, I run in, get my energy drink or
don't
whatever.
Encourage
and
people.
Run back out.
That's the problem.
I'm being honest and telling you what I did and what people are thinking.
I'd rather you lie. I'd rather you lie.
No, that's what other people are thinking. That's what other people are thinking. Other people are thinking that too, but I'm trying to explain to you where they're coming from.
Yeah.
They're thinking I'm just running in as opposed to the grocery store where you're in for 30 minutes at a time.
But you still talk to a clerk and you still open your mouth and things come out. I mean, it's not like
words
you're
come
not
out of
talking
my mouth.
When you're in a gas station. I don't know, anyway.
That's why it is in the gas station, I think.
Do you hold your breath too? Because you should have.
100%.
Yep.
So we've got your free iPad to win just after 7 o'clock this morning. We'll give you the KISS keyword. You enter that and you win an iPad.
Nice.
Do it at like 7:05. Hopefully no snow today, like it was yesterday.
It'll be like a weird day.
So strange yesterday.
So weird.
Did you see
weird week?
The actual snow yesterday, it looked like Dippin' Dots. It was such a strange consistency.
And you want to know the weirdest part? When
what?
It started snowing here, I got a text from my sister in New York who had been having a 60-degree day. It started hailing at the same time. It was the weirdest thing.
Hail?
So she's sending pictures of their hail and snow. We've got snow. It was the weirdest day.
Yeah, it was. Well, yesterday, I don't know if you were on the roads at all, but 48 vehicles involved in crashes along Interstate 31 in Slinger.
That's crazy.
Apparently what happened was a semi-truck hit a snow plow, causing it to overturn, and that just caused a chain reaction because the snow was coming down so hard.
You couldn't see.
I was inside a gym looking out into the parking lot. I couldn't see my car.
I was driving down 124th slowly going 30, and I could barely see.
Couldn't see anything. So people were, and there was video of it. I'm sure you can probably find it online on your social media feeds.
The video is insane.
Of somebody driving into it and just coming across a semi-truck that's off the side of the road, and then he's just kind of careening through other cars.
Can you imagine driving down the freeway and all of a sudden you can't see anything, and the next thing you see is all these cars wrecked in front of you. It's like a maze.
We got a friend Charlie on the phone, and he was actually driving past it. Did you come upon it, Charlie, or did you drive past it? What happened?
Were you on the same side or were you on the opposite side?
Yeah. I was on the opposite. I was going northbound.
Okay.
Okay.
Go on.
But it was, it's all of a sudden, it was snowing. All of a sudden, just got white out. I'm like, holy crap. I was down to 25 miles an hour on the highway.
And
all of a sudden, I come up on it. I'm like, my first thought is, oh, Jesus, help them. Because, like, I look over, I'm like, oh, my God.
You saw all the cars, right?
It's everybody off the side of the road.
Yep. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's just
awful. Had, like, fire trucks or ambulances or anything arrived yet?
There were some there. There were people running. There was a semi on the side.
Yeah.
On the side, there were people walking up to making sure he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if it wouldn't have been so bad, I probably would have pulled over and just on the other side.
Pulling over in something like
probably
that
more
creates
dangerous.
More of a mess, and it's more dangerous. You're not supposed to get out of your car. You're not supposed to stop because they've already got cars wrecked everywhere. That had to be scary, though, to see.
It was scary. I mean, I'm driving a lot of stuff. It was just bad. I mean, like, I was
bizarre.
Almost white-knuckling it.
Yeah.
White-knuckling it, yes.
There was even one person that was killed in that yesterday.
Awful.
It's awful. Yeah.
Awful.
When I drive by, that's amazing. There's only one.
Yeah.
From what you saw, like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that was all happening yesterday.
It sounds sad saying it that way, but the way it looked,
you thought it was going to be worse than what it was.
There was going to be.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was again yesterday in Slinger.
Yeah. Yep, that video.
I live in Fond du Lac. I heard that they were calling cops. State troopers from
they're calling them from everywhere.
You've got 48 cars in an accident. Yeah. You need backup,
as much help as you can get.
I can't even imagine. And then you got to stop people from driving into it. Imagine that mess.
Yeah.
So you're trying to stop. Yeah.
Yeah. And when they were the exit, they were diverting people off. I mean, it was white out then. Yeah. I'm like, someone go back up further so they can stop.
Right.
I mean, they're just going to come by.
Well, thanks for the update and the report, Charlie. We're glad glad that you're all right and sad for the. Lost one person, but that happened yesterday. So remember, slow the hell down.
Ooh,
but now it's all gone. You would never even know that it's snow. Look at it outside.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, bizarre.
Thanks, Wisconsin.
Up by Lemira there, just south of Lemira, there is still snow on the ground up there.
Oh, really?
Well,
that far north?
Good thing we don't live there. Ha-ha!
Wild day.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this will make you feel really old because I thought their kid was like 4. Apparently, she's 15 now. Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. Suri is 15.
Suri Cruise is 15?
15!
Wow.
She should be driving. And I still think of her as a little kid, but they've kept her out of the spotlight intentionally. They've done it on purpose.
She's like Michael Jackson's kids. Like Paris and Blanket are like all grown up now. Jackson's kids.
Oh, they're really grown.
They're grown.
Oh, yeah.
They're like adults now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I still think of them as kids.
I know. And Katie Holmes is 41. I mean, Katie Holmes is my age.
Yeah.
I remember we were the same age when she was on Dawson's Creek. So I don't think of her as being older either, but she and Tom Cruise celebrated Suri's 15th birthday. And I just laughed thinking, gosh, this is, I thought
15.
She was like 4.
I
literally thought your kid was 4. Who knew? But I have a 10-year-old and I have listeners go, I remember when he was born. I'm like, he's 10 now. That's crazy, right?
Time
just flies.
I think she had that baby. She had Suri with Tom Cruise and everybody was like, wow, they had a baby, Suri Cruise. And then we forgot about it. And then they had the breakup and that all happened. And
we
never
forgot
about Suri.
Because they hide her out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
Same thing with Beyonce and Jay's kids. Remember when I looked at you and I go, damn, do they have 2 or 3? Like, I had to stop for a second because they keep them out of the spotlight so well that you don't even remember how many they have. And I like that about them.
Yep.
So
there you go.
Anyway, there you go. Suri Cruise turned 15, everybody.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading some places that they're thinking about removing analog clocks from school, Allie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say water fountains because I was like, Riggs, those got taken out last year. That literally they had to put in the refillable.
For the water bottle.
Because of COVID, so the schools now, you don't
those
use
are cool anyways. You get more out of a bottle anyways than you do over a couple sips.
Unless you forget your water bottle, which my son did, and I felt awful.
Oh,
he was like, I was so thirsty. I was like, did you tell someone? He goes, no. I go, well, there's the first problem. Anyway.
By the way, is it okay that we just call it a water fountain or a drinking fountain
in
Wisconsin?
That's what I call it. I don't, you people that say
bubbler,
I don't roll like that. It's a water fountain.
Yeah, for those Wisconsinites that are confused, we're talking about a bubbler.
We
there
can
you go.
Fight about this later. Let's talk about the clock, though.
It's another thing for another time. So, but apparently they're talking about taking some analog clocks out of school classrooms. They did this in a Philly school because the students were having trouble reading it during tests and finding out how much time they had left for their exam.
No way.
So they were like, we'll just put digital clocks in so they could help them find out how much time they have left to take these exams.
Is this why you asked me if I remember learning how to tell time?
Do you remember?
No, but I learned in the past year. In second grade, you learn. So I don't remember learning in school.
No.
But I went through the whole time unit with my son. They also have a money unit where you learn what quarters are worth, what dollar, because kids don't know money. And
how to make
time.
Change and everything. Yeah.
So they had an entire time
Good.
Unit. We had homework where he had to, I would point to the three.
The little hand, the big hand.
Well, the three and go, okay, what time is it? You'd have to figure out it was 15. You have to be able to look at it and just know it's 12:15, right?
Or if you have to know where the little hand and the big hand is too, for which one is which.
Yes, obviously. But right. I'm saying kids don't even know if you go a quarter down, it's 15 after. If you go to the bottom of the hour, it's 30.
30.
They don't even look at it like, they can't process that until you teach them.
Because everything's digital. You look at a clock on a microwave, on a phone, on a TV, it's all written
there.
Right there. 7:31 is what it says right there, whatever
so
the time is.
Why do you really need a clock that's not digital at this point anyway?
Do you think that's going to be the next thing to go out from places?
Okay.
Unless you wear one on your wrist.
I'm fine with that. And even a lot of wrist ones. Like, what about your Apple Watch?
The Apple Watches, you can do both. You can have a digital or an analog on your Apple Watch.
Yeah.
You can switch it out back and forth.
Right.
And even
the
analog ones are hard to read on an Apple Watch, I think.
Really?
Because sometimes they don't show the numbers and they get so small. And you're like, wait a minute. Oh, okay. It's 3:15 or whatever time it is.
That's the one thing about having kids, though. You realize all the things you learned when you were little that you forgot about. Like, I don't remember anyone teaching me how to tell time, but it's a whole unit in school.
You just know how to do it.
We just know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Like, at least we did learn something in school.
Yeah.
We joke now that we wish we had had more life skills taught into us, but I guess we had a few.
Absolutely. Just a little bit. Some manners, maybe.
Yeah.
Addition, subtraction.
Well, that starts at home. The manners start at home.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely.
But anyway.
So, I guess, do you think that analog clocks will go away altogether, or do people really prefer them?
I
don't know.
Who are these people?
That like the old hands on the watch, on the clock?
Do you care?
I honestly don't, because you can, knowing how to read time, I can tell either one, so it doesn't matter to me. But 414-799-1037, I was curious.
All right.
Do people have a preference? Or maybe your kids still have no idea how to tell time.
Maybe they went through the whole time unit like my kid and still don't know what
still
they're
don't
doing.
Know. 414-799-1037. Call or text, and we will speak with you next. Hold on. You like the hands or you like the numbers? Which one? 414-799-1037. Digital versus the analog clocks. I was reading that, I think, as they're taking some of the analog clocks out of some schools.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but some. And I don't know how people felt about that. And we started talking about time and when you even learn how to tell time. 414-799-1037.
You know, one of my best friends just texted me. She's listening. She said, I use clocks to decorate. I'm like, me too, actually. I
decorative
have a lot
clocks?
Of decorative clocks that do work, but it's more for decoration. Target's got a whole clock selection, baby.
And then you
got
to remember to set them forward or behind
That's
every
true.
Twice a year.
That's
that sucks.
True. Katie's in Milwaukee today.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
What do you have to say about the clocks?
Well, I'm a fourth grade teacher right now, and I think it's so important that kids know how to learn time or tell time. You know, it's a life skill that everybody needs.
Sure.
Of, you know,
fair.
For signatures and everything. So.
Well, for when you have to be to work,
signatures.
What time you're done working.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I mean, like, if everybody has a digital clock, it's not going to be that easy to understand how to use the analog clock.
You get
you know?
A situation where you've only got
honest,
a
Katie,
round
I'm
clock
okay
face.
With not using the analog if I have the digital. Like, I get it if I don't have the digital and I'm stuck like in the middle of nowhere with an analog clock, but what if that never happens?
Right.
Why do we care then, right? No? Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Right. I'm like, am I really going to be in the woods without my phone? And that's going to be a digital
you've
clock
got bigger.
Anyway.
If you're in the woods without a clock, you have bigger problems than what time it is.
Or you've done it on purpose to get away.
Yes,
actually.
That
so,
too.
That
one of the
too.
Two.
Camping.
Well, thanks for calling this morning.
That's funny.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks,
appreciate
Katie.
You listening this morning, Katie.
Amy's in Saukville.
Hi, Amy in Saukville. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I was just calling to say that I hope they don't pull them.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of kids who have, like, executive function disorders, like ADHD.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And an analog clock can help those kids learn, like, the sweep of time. Like, if you tell them your assignment starts and you have 20 minutes to work on it, and you show them where the start time is on the clock and the finish time.
Ah, so they can visualize it.
It's like a stopwatch.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have two children with ADHD, and neither of them care. They still race through in 5 minutes and want to be done, even with the clock. clock in front of them. How do we fix that problem?
Well, they have patience problems, like their mom.
I have ADHD too. What do you want from
See?
Me? But it's funny because even if you tried to slow them down, they still do everything as quickly as they can. Yeah. Like, I see it, you know?
But you're saying this helps some of those kids to actually visualize the time passing.
Fair. Time management, which is a big issue for kids with executive functioning.
Which makes sense. And especially when you have the second hand moving there, too, because it kind of shows you, wow, time is really moving. Which, all right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for calling this morning. Really appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you later.
Yes. Thank you, Amy. We've got Sam on the phone on three.
Hi,
Sam. We're going to put you on the air. She goes, cool.
Cool, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
We're talking about clocks.
I actually have an analog clock with Roman numerals.
What?
In my living room.
Okay, now, Sam, I couldn't read that if I tried. I got to be honest with you. Thankfully, I know what the numbers are, but if you just showed me Roman numerals today, I'd probably look at him and go, well, that's one and two, and
right?
That's three.
Okay, that's
and
an X and, a V.
The V's a five, and I don't know anything else.
It was a fantastic birthday present. Aww. I can't even get mad.
Isn't that like a grandfather clock or something, is it? Do you still have one of those?
I do at my mom's house.
It's probably just decorative.
Oh God,
I'm telling you, you can get these at Target. I've
seen them.
Decorative
clocks, man.
Yeah.
No, but these are like the ones that are made out of real wood and made out of real materials that aren't going to break.
So you use clocks as art, like Allie was saying. It's like it's still a decorative thing.
No, I don't use them as decoration. I use them to tell time.
I like you, Sam. You're funny.
No. Let's get straight.
No, they're for telling time. I mean, yes, it's decorative, but that's like the main clock in my entire apartment.
Touché,
right,
Sam.
Right. Somebody texted in and said, let's just go back to sundials.
Sundials. Could you imagine?
You've got to be out every day for the sundial to even work.
It sure does. Otherwise, it's cloudy. You don't know what the hell time it is.
No,
thanks for calling, Sam. We appreciate you listening.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. It's 414-799-1037. Clock discussions. Got out of control this morning.
It would be so hot. Riggs.
Yeah.
We're getting so many texts about the clock.
Okay.
Somebody said you need analog clock for the medical field, counting respiration and heartbeat. Beats and seconds. Fair. Keep it in the medical field. I have no problem with that.
Keep it in the doctor's office. Keep
I'm
it in
fine
there.
With that. Somebody else said, I'm a teacher and I myself have a hard time telling time on analog clocks. It just never clicked for me. I think it doesn't matter the same way that using a calculator in math class doesn't matter. We all have a clock and a calculator in our pockets.
You're all going to have one, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Suck on that math teacher that said I'd never have a calculator with me everywhere.
Kylie's in West Allis.
Hi, Kylie.
Hello.
Good morning.
What do you think about the clock situation? Should we get rid of the analog clocks?
All together?
I don't think we should. I agree with the teacher who called in about students who need to look at, you know, how much time has passed.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how we learn how to tell time versus just looking at a bunch of numbers and saying, oh, plus this much, plus minus this much.
Okay.
And I also agree with the person who just texted in because I am a nurse and we definitely use those clocks. Do a lot of things in the medical field.
Listen, Kylie, I'm not taking any equipment away from my medical people. You keep it all you want. I have no problem
Whatever you
with
need,
that.
Man.
Whatever you need, you got it, sister. I will never take any of their equipment away.
I do think
I want to live.
If you don't know how to read an analog clock, you don't know what quarter past, half past, quarter till, what
well,
any of that means.
That's what was so hard for Owen in the time unit. He had to learn all that.
I could say quarter to two, and you'd be like, what?
No clue.
2:25 with two and a quarter? What does that mean? Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you think keep them because we will need them for the medical field and for children to tell how time passes. All right.
Listen to this text.
Thanks for calling, girl.
Thank you, Kylie.
Thanks, Kylie.
Bye. Somebody said this is half the problem in the world today. This sounds like my grandma texting in. Nobody wants to teach anything new and we take the easy way out. Doesn't this sound like your grandparents?
It does.
We need to teach our kids the way we were taught that worry about all their having trouble with this. Stop taking the easy way. It's making everything so convenient. That's why everyone is dumb. I will say that the world evolves and changes, and you start to sound like a grandma when you say stuff like, just let it be, teach them the old-fashioned way. Like, things change. We've evolved with technology and clocks. It's
maybe
a lot
learn
different
how
world.
Learn where the new technology developed from.
Yeah. I don't think my kid's dumb because they use a digital clock over an analog. I'd like them to know how to use an analog one, but at the end of the day, is it really going to affect their life unless they're a doctor? Then we have a problem because we learned they need them in the medical field.
Is that person who texted probably one of the people that's still upset that we don't teach cursive anymore
they
as well?
They probably still write checks.
Probably still, yes. And
I'm going to get lit up for this.
Maybe that's the girl that texted in that uses a ledger yesterday. She still uses a ledger. Hey, if you're still old school, be old school. Own it.
Do you?
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
So, American Family Field. I almost keep saying Miller Park. I'm starting to get used to saying American Family Field.
I forget to say it. I say Miller Park.
But the restaurant to be named later, because they had totally gotten rid of the Fridays.
I forgot about this. Reset.
Yes. They changed the name of the restaurant from Fridays.
TGI Fridays, yeah.
Front Row. To a restaurant to be named later, which
and
is a play on...
And that was the literal name of the restaurant, because why?
In baseball, sometimes, a lot of times, they'll make trades, and they'll say, like, and a player to be named later. That's what they'll say.
I would never have picked up on if you hadn't told me that, Riggs, just for the record.
That's what they do in baseball
a lot. Very
punny
of them, but...
Exactly.
I wouldn't have understood, but okay, go on.
But they were scheduled to open last year in 2020, at, like, the beginning of the year, and that's when COVID hit. Like, initially in, like, March of last year.
Right.
So they had to, like, close their doors and weren't able to open at all.
Didn't get to do that.
And then
that.
They played a little bit of baseball last year, but there weren't fans in the stands. No. They had all the cardboard cutouts and everything, like me.
Yell at you. You want a burger or something? Right. We got food. You want another? No one to serve.
Do you want another Long Island? Huh? Well, it opens on May 3rd. It's opening back up again.
Oh, it is?
Yes. They'll
so
be opening again.
So you can
again.
Go in, have the same kind of experience you had at Fridays, essentially. But
same
it's,
thing.
It's now called...
A restaurant to be named later.
I
know you can't get used to it.
No, because I'm still trying to say AmFam Fields. Like, and one thing at a time, people.
Let's they probably said, stop. Let's just change it all and everybody get used to everything.
It's like somebody changed the name of their kids and you're supposed to go back and remember it every time you see them. And I'm like, I just know you as Miller. I don't know you as Am.
Yeah. It'll be open 7 days a week. Yeah. So you can go on game days or not game days. Open at 11 a.m. They'll do reservations and things like that. And they'll.
I've seen people at games on social media. It's making me want to go to a game, but they are really spread out. People are really spread out at the games.
Miller Park is really big.
Really big,
yes. And when you have it cut down to a limited amount of fans, they're doing it very safe.
But the pictures show they really are spread out, which is good. Yeah,
they are. So that opens again on, let's see, what is next week, May, or the week after?
Time's getting away from me. End of next week
so
is
So a week from
May.
Monday. A week from Monday is when it will officially open, all right?
Oh, it's Throwback Thursday. Free Britney, huh?
Damn right it is. It's Britney, bitch.
She keeps posting saying she's fine, everyone. She keeps posting.
She's fine.
She swears. I don't know. I guess I believe her.
What's up?
Hi.
What up?
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ugh, this guy. I cannot with this guy. Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to what he's doing. So him and J-Lo have broken up officially. Sources said she finally came to terms with the fact that she just couldn't trust him, which, duh. He cheated on her and the whole world knew about it. We saw it on the reality.
Be in someone else's
unfold.
DMs and try to keep it from me? No.
He's no good, this guy. So he's got to go. But they break up, and now he posted, actually just yesterday, it was his daughter's 13th birthday. So he posted a ton of pics, like parents do on their kid's birthday from the year. Like, oh, happy birthday. But guess what pictures he put in there? Pictures of J-Lo with his daughter. God. Pictures of J-Lo's kids with his daughter. It's such, we said this earlier, it's him trying to reach out and touch her heartstrings and get her all emotional, and it's screwed up because it makes me crazy.
Is he doing it all for the kids because the kids kind of still might like her,
No, the kids are good friends, so I get that they're going to have a relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I've never been in a relationship where our kids were living together and we had to break up. I don't even know how you would deal with that.
Did A-Rod have kids or does...
Oh, he has kids. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That'd be like
and
if I was...
his daughter and her... Remember, she has twins.
Yeah.
So his daughters and her daughter, because the twins are boy-girl, they're really good friends.
That's the thing. I'd be pissed if I was A-Rod's kids because I'd be like, dude, we were hanging out with J-Lo.
This is where... Imagine how J-Lo feels because now she's brought her kids in.
Right.
And she's got to deal with the mess because he couldn't keep it in his pants.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
And they're like, we could have been hanging out with A-Rod.
Talk to your father. I don't know. To ask your dad why.
Why don't you talk to Mr. Rod over there? Why
ask your dad why mommy's moving out.
Why he couldn't keep his rod in his pants, huh, Mr. A-Rod?
I can't with this guy. The fact, I feel like it's manipulative to post that kind of crap, knowing you broke up, knowing you cheated, knowing it's over.
But
it's...
don't get it twisted, though. J-Lo is living her best life. I've seen her TikToks. Oh. She's all about herself right now in bikinis, on beaches.
So
she looks so good.
And I love every single one of them because I know she's posting these thirst traps like, haha, sucka.
Right.
And I'm like, keep going, girl.
Go.
Keep going. And show him what he lost and move on.
Yep. So what am I good at that you're not good at? What are you talking about?
Replying. Writing back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, an answer, a text back. I even give my friends at least 24 hours. We got into this yesterday a little. We said that's a different argument for a different day. Well, it's a different day.
Oh, yes,
and here
yes.
we are, my friends. How long will you allow someone to go without texting you back, or how long until it's rude?
Meaning, if I text you and you don't respond, how long do I expect to wait?
It's nothing you need an answer of immediately.
Nothing I need immediately.
No. Just like, hey.
End of the day.
Okay, so by the end of the day, like an email.
End of the
day,
yeah.
Like, you expect a response that day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you 24 hours and maybe even then some.
I think by the end of the day. Because I can say that maybe you're doing something, maybe you're in the middle of something, maybe you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Maybe you just don't have time right now.
Everybody has stuff to do, yeah.
But you've also got that little red thing in your phone that says the notification, I know.
Right, but I'll open them and then not respond and forget about it.
I've done that before,
that's
too.
The problem. So the notification's gone.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair. I mean, and at least a day. And then one of my girlfriends even texted me last night and said, I'm sorry I ghosted you. I'm like, you didn't ghost me. I just talked to you yesterday, honey. You are fully in the 24-hour timeline here. I have not thought you were being mean to me because you didn't respond.
I try. Now, me personally, if you send me a text, I feel like I need to respond quicker. But that's what I do to myself, though. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to respond to that text. Because in my mind, I'm like, they're waiting to hear back from me. You sent something out into the abyss to me, and I have to acknowledge it or send something back. That's the way I feel in my mind.
I don't care if they're waiting for a response, Riggs. I got things to do. That's the difference between me and you.
Right? That's how I go mentally. That's where my brain goes. And I leave them on, like, I'll make sure that it's still a red message so I know to go back and look at it. Because if those notifications are still there, that drives me nuts, dude.
Oh, I'm used to that. I don't even care anymore. It's like my email notifications, I don't even see them. They just blend in. That's the problem with notifications.
Yeah.
You know? So your time limit is the end of the day.
I say people have at least
24 hours to respond to a text. What say you, listeners?
414-799-1037. An acceptable waiting time for a response from a text message.
Until you're just a jerk. And because some people are going to say right away.
Right away?
Some people are going to say that.
That seems insane.
They're allowed to their opinion.
I feel like if it's that urgent.
They shouldn't text me if they want that kind of response. But
you want immediacy, call me. Or real immediacy, FaceTime me.
What's the appropriate limit you have until you have to text someone back?
414-799-1037. What are your limits? We'll talk to you next. Hold on.
Yes, and the question is today, how long is appropriate amount of time before you need to text someone back? What's the window?
So 414-799-1037.
Let's go to Antoinette in Heartland.
Texticate. One?
There
we go.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Did I say that right, Antoinette?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
There we go.
Friends.
Antoinette. So you send a text. How long before you wait for a response before you text them back? And you're like, dude, come on.
Honestly, with some of my friends, if I don't even get a response, I'm like, oh, they're just busy.
Yeah. Okay, fair. So if your friends don't write back, sometimes you just let it go. I've done that too, where I just text them again.
Sometimes I get a text, and then 2 weeks later, somebody else texts, and I'm like, oh, I never responded.
Right.
If I don't respond in that second, you're not getting a response.
I'm the same way. If I'm busy, that's the problem when you look at it and then you have something to do, you forget about it.
Yeah. Or you get it while you're driving or something.
And you have small kids, so I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? They just... We'll talk to them some other day.
That's right. If they have small kids, don't even dream about your response till they feel like it, okay?
Yeah, I hope people aren't offended if, you know what I mean, if I don't respond. But
as a mom, I feel you.
If I don't hear back.
You're busy. You're living your life. You're fine. If it's urgent, if it's super urgent, they'll call you, right?
Exactly.
Right. There you go.
I'll return a missed call before I return a missed text.
Yeah. Well, so Antoinette's basically saying it can be never, quite frankly.
Right.
And I actually don't have a problem with that answer either, Antoinette.
Could be never.
Because I'm bad about it, too.
All right.
Cool.
So thank you for calling, Antoinette.
Awesome.
Yeah,
appreciate
it. We've got Mercedes on 3. She's in West Bend.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
So how long do you think is an appropriate time to respond to a text?
So, for me, it depends on the friend. Like, I have a friend, she doesn't have any kids, so, like, I expect a response pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other friends, I know they're way busier, but my biggest pet peeve is my ex, who I have my daughter with.
Oh.
Like, you should be responding to me within the hour.
Yeah.
You're talking about our kid.
Yeah.
It concerns our child. Like, respond.
Girl, you just triggered me. This is like a co-parenting thing. And my ex is not bad. He will respond. So I don't want to pile on him specifically. But as a parent, I get you with the co-parenting. Even if you're married, respond the hell back if I ask you a question about our kid.
Yep.
Because
exactly.
I need to know now. That goes for any relationship with kids. I couldn't agree with you more.
So you're almost saying it depends on the person. person that you're texting with.
Well, if it involves kids,
as to how.
We need a response.
Right. Exactly.
If it involves your day and something else,
exactly.
we don't care.
So it's your ex with a kid, something to do with that that's urgent, respond right
because
away.
Because a kid is a responsibility. You're trying to like do your job. You can't. It's like trying to do, it's like sending an email and not getting a response.
A kid is a responsibility and a tax write-off. You're forgetting one thing. They're also a tax credit.
And a stimulus check.
I was just going to say that too.
Hey.
Thanks for calling this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening.
We
you
got
too.
Renee in New Berlin.
Hi, Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about text etiquette.
Yeah, so if it's me, if I'm driving, mm-hmm. I look at my text and then I forget to respond.
Yep.
So
same.
I'm really bad about actually responding. And then later my friends will text me and they'll be like, "You're just ignoring me." And I'm like, I drive a lot.
Yeah.
You'll be like, I'm not ignoring you. I forgot. I moved.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's important, obviously you text back. But if it's not, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. What does that say more about you that was being safe and driving and just legitimately forgot, or the other person that thinks that you're somehow smiting them and like ignoring them?
I don't know, because Renee, I feel like if I was you right now, Riggs would be lighting me up for not responding. So I think it's ironic that she's allowed a pass. You know, I'm with her. I don't respond half the time.
But I'm saying I would never text you and be like, "Dude, you're ignoring me. What the hell?" I would never say that to you.
I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No, that's why I'm wondering what's friends.
That's why I'm wondering what's wrong with the friend that says that.
Right.
Because I would never say that
like
to somebody.
It'll be a day later when I text them back. And so they'll be like, "You're ignoring me." And it's like, "No, I just looked at my text while I was driving and I was driving and then I forgot about it because it wasn't something that was important."
Well, and back in the day, we got like a few texts. Like nowadays, you get tons of texts. You get tons of emails.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have all these things you had to respond to before.
All these other distractions. DMs,
so now,
too. Throw those in the mix, too.
Throw in social media messages. You've got nonstop people that want a response, even if it's just your family or friends, it feels like at times, right?
Yes, and if it's important, just call me.
Yeah.
Well, we all agree. Isn't it hard for us to all be popular? Isn't that really what the problem is?
we're so popular. We don't want to respond.
We're so wanted.
We do sound ridiculous.
I'll reply to that later.
I'm so busy watching 90 Day Fiancé. I can't get back to you, darling.
I've got to watch another Sasquatch documentary. Excuse
Married
me.
At First Sight's on. I'll text you in a few days.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning, girl. Appreciate
you
listening. Text etiquette, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the appropriate amount of time to wait before you reply to a text?
Somebody texted in and said they've lost friends because they haven't been able to respond because they have kids and the friends don't. So they just end up losing a friend because the friends don't get it. I'm like, eesh. But that's also when, you know, sometimes life changes and you have kids, you become friends with more people that have kids and less friends. Your lives change. You're
allowed to
rotate friend groups as your lives change.
No, my wife and I have friends that we were friends with before they had kids. And now they have kids and they have...
And you don't see them.
Friends that have kids.
That's
right. They don't want to hang out as much.
Well, because that's their common ground and that's what they have in common, you know?
Plus, they don't like bringing their kid over because they might break something, which is true, but it's fine.
You don't like kids. That's why they don't bring the kids
over. I don't
not
like kids. I just like other people's kids more than mine.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, Cece's in Grafton on the phone and we're talking about how long is appropriate amount of time before you have to text someone back. I give at least 24 hours. I said it.
I said at least you got to respond by the end of the day.
Okay.
I said that.
What do you think, Cece?
Do you know how many times I have typed out a message and forgot to press send? So then I'm like, why haven't they responded? And I go back and I'm like, oh my bad.
When you go to respond angrily and you see that your message is still waiting there
my bad.
To hit send.
That's actually really funny. You're like, that bee didn't respond to me.
If they don't respond, probably like... You know, I wait till the end of their work day, and then I give them a hello question mark.
Yeah.
Text on the phone is really hard to decipher tone.
Yeah.
I think Riggs was saying that yesterday. Like,
words.
Hello could be like, hello, or it could be like, hello. You know,
Words read are different than words
Here's
said.
Here's my solution to never cause a fight, unless you're actually mad about it, then you should say you're mad about it. But I'm never mad if somebody doesn't respond for the most part. I'll send a GIF if I don't hear back from them, like 2 days later, and it will just be a GIF that says something like, where the hell have you been? So it's funny, yet I'm not mad, but I'm being funny. I'm also saying, hey, yo,
it's
hooker,
a nice little nudge.
I'm here, call me.
That's good.
So I'll send a funny GIF like that, and then they'll write back. But
well, Cece
good
always.
Topic, guys.
Thanks, Cece. I hope you remember to hit send next time.
Cece, hit send.
Yeah, right.
Next time.
She said she goes back. Why haven't they written me back?
We'll call you unsent Cece for the time being.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Just don't screw up because women never forget the past.
They never do.
We remember everything.
They remember where you were, what you were wearing, what
everything.
You said, how. You said it, all that. I know this. I've been married to a woman for 10 years.
Yep.
Never
never ever forgets.
We never forget.
I live, unless it's something that benefits us as the men, and then you forget it.
Then we forget, of course.
Of course you do.
We're fine. Anyway.
Did you hear the Milwaukee Airport is, Spirit Airlines said that they're expanding. Spirit Airlines.
I didn't even know Spirit Airlines was there. See? Yeah. I'm such a Southwest gal. The cheapest one. I just booked a ticket. It's my first plane ticket, Riggs, in a year and a half. I'm going
Good
in July.
You.
I'll be, you know, fully vaxxed and waxed by then. Thank you. Yeah, I said it. And I'm going to Cali to see my sister.
Nice.
So I'm excited that I have a plane ticket finally, but go on.
Well, they just announced yesterday that starting in 2022, early next year, JetBlue will be flying out of Milwaukee with direct flights to Boston and New York. And you're like, well, why does that matter to me?
Yeah.
Those are two big hubs on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
So if you're traveling anywhere internationally, that's good to go to Boston, New York. You can connect to so many places from there.
Mm-hmm.
And this also adds competition as well for prices.
I was just going to say, it makes it cheaper to go there because now you have competition, right?
Yes. So if you're not a big traveler and you're like, well, I don't care about this. Well, you should.
I have a sister in New York and traveling there, they have so many flights that can get pretty cheap because they're all competing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice. But if you're going from New York to somewhere or whatever, I'm with you.
100%.
Smart traveling tip.
That starts in 2022. JetBlue will be flying out of just those two locations, direct flights to Boston and New York. And who knows if they'll expand. Maybe they will if people start using it.
Right.
I don't know how that worked exactly.
Right.
So cool. So now you can go get the Spanx at the Spanx store at the airport while you're flying out of JetBlue next year.
You know, when they opened the Spanx store and they sent me some, they might have sent you some too, but I thought this is actually genius for women who are on the go that need Spanx. And you're at the airport.
I'm going
to
a wedding.
I'm going to meet a guy. Who knows? You're going somewhere and you don't want to have to deal with it. Boom.
I don't feel comfortable in this dress. I mean, I got the Spanx.
Yeah, maybe you got a hot guy sitting next to you and you're like, oh, better go get some Spanx.
There you go. 905, another Kiss keyword to win an iPad. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hey. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
The internet delivered. The saying, the internet always wins?
Yeah.
It did. It won this time. So we know Aaron Rodgers was guest hosting on Jeopardy. He was there for 2 weeks. He's done now.
Yep.
But the internet went crazy and started a petition because they wanted the former host of Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when we were kids?
In the sky.
I can fly twice as high.
Oh, I don't know the words.
Take a look. It's in a book. A Reading Rainbow. You don't remember the words?
I remember the song.
I can do. Oh, I don't know the words either, apparently.
Yeah, but you were doing pretty good there.
They used to go.
I remember the
a
beat.
Reading Rainbow. So he's going to host it now?
Well, the internet wanted him to be a guest host. They were like, LeVar Burton, he's made for this. He was on Reading Rainbow. He's a host, you know. And
he's well-known.
He's well-known. Well,
he's easy on the eye. He's a good-looking fella.
You know how many people signed this thing? 250,000 250,000 people. That's a lot of people to sign a petition, okay? Usually when I sign them, it's like 20,000. 250. You signed it?
I signed it, yes,
good.
I did.
Well, it worked.
Because when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I was like, hell yeah, I want him to be on there. I signed it.
It worked, Riggs, because Jeopardy answered and said, yes, we will bring him in as one of our guest hosts. So he said thank you to everyone on Twitter. He said thank you for your passionate support. He said, I'm overjoyed, excited, eager to be guest hosting. And then he said in his true positive Reading Rainbow way, you made a difference, in all caps. I'm like, that's such a Reading Rainbow line.
That's so good.
He'll
be a fun host to watch.
Yeah.
And I've always liked that.
Yeah, he'll be interesting. He's been very honest about the fact that he wants to be on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. LeVar Burton, the internet worked.
It's that one day of the year when everybody talks about being environmentally conscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's Earth Day. But I think people talk about it a lot more than just Earth Day. It feels like,
as
of recently.
You call it Earth Day. I call it the anniversary of picking up trash as a kid, as a Girl Scout. Because every year on Earth Day, we went out and picked up trash. I have that memory as a kid. Every year.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of that, I always wonder why there is so much litter sometimes. Like when I see full bags of a fast food order, an entire McDonald's bag has just been thrown out.
Somebody just threw it.
There's a seagull just going to town on it in a parking lot trying to eat it.
Some jag just didn't feel like getting a trash can and thought the world was their trash can, I guess. I had a guy throw wrappers out on the freeway as he was eating. You could tell he'd eat a burger, throw out the wrapper. It comes back towards my car. It happened three times. I pulled up to him, started honking and flicking him off. Like, really?
That seems so like 1990s of somebody to be doing, like just throwing trash out the window.
Lazy.
But, like, our company's initiative has always been something called One Thing, where basically if everybody did one thing, it kind of helps contribute to the greater good. Yep. So what's like the one thing that you do that's like, you know, it's environmentally conscious, or maybe you're aware of something, you're like, oh, I know this is probably better than the latter. What do you do?
I used to buy bottled water like it was going out of style. Like you wouldn't be able to find it. That's how I had it stacked in my garage.
Yeah.
So I always got enough water in. And one day I went, this is ridiculous. You're paying for water.
Yeah.
And it's not expensive, but it's so much waste. And so a year ago, I quit buying bottled water. I haven't bought it in a year after buying it like crazy. And I always take my water bottle or water cup everywhere I go and fill it up. And so that was a big change. And I probably, you know how many bottles I'm not putting in recycling anymore?
Those, I heard, Allie, I've learned a lot of those end up in the landfill anyways when you go to recycling, because some of them can't even be recycled as it is.
Oh, geez.
Like, we think that we can. A lot of things that we think that can be recycled cannot. It's called wish cycling. When you put something in the recycling bin, you're like, oh, I'm sure this can be recycled.
Right.
It's like a greasy pizza box. No, it's got grease on it. That can't be recycled. It's trash.
Can't?
No.
Really?
A used pizza box with the grease on it. Yep.
I was today years old on Earth Day when I learned this. So if it's got grease on it, you can't recycle it?
It's dirty. It's trash at that point. They can't recycle it. There's nothing they can do with it. So it ends up in the trash.
Don't they have some machine that cleans it in my little perfect mind of recycling?
Just this little guy in the machine that scrubs the cardboard. My thing that I did is I started probably 2 years ago. I only get paper bags at the grocery store.
Yes.
Or
we talked about that.
I bring in my own bags because I got some from Amazon. They're like, it was like 10 bucks for six of them. Mm-hmm. And they're huge canvas bags.
And so you don't have to carry so 17 bags at once.
You can put so much more in them. And it's the only pain in the ass is remembering to bring them in the store. So you had to train your brain into doing that because you're not used to You're not used to going in the grocery store with anything other than yourself.
And your purse, if you're a woman.
And your purse.
We carry our purse.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's remembering to do that. But I always do that. Unless I absolutely...
You always bring your purse?
I do.
Good for you.
I always bring my purse. Always, girl. Always, girl. What's the one, like, eco-friendly thing that you do that you know is better for the environment that you do?
That made a change. Yeah, you really did. Because I'm proud of mine. I mean, I feel like I stopped a lot of, waste when I gave up bottled water.
I'm proud of mine, too. Because I reuse those paper bags. I use them to carry other things around, like my lunches or whatever.
So much waste with the that plastic bags are like, you have to pay for them in certain states.
California
and New York. I remember going in and them asking me if I wanted a bag, and I said, yeah. I was at my sister's house, and they go, okay, and they charged me, and I went, huh?
Yeah.
My sister goes, you have to pay for bags here because we are ahead of you with the environment. I'm like, wow, I'm in a woo-wee. I was today years old again.
So what's like the one eco thing that you do that we can talk about? Maybe somebody will get a good idea, or maybe you'll learn something, like Allie with the pizza boxes.
Yeah.
I don't know. 414-799-1037 for Earth Day. Like, what's the one eco thing that you do that's good for the environment? It's the one thing that adds up to bigger stuff. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. See, our company, Odyssey, has a initiative called One Thing, where it's what's the one thing that you do that's good for the environment, because all the little things add up to big things. So what's the one thing that you do? You can call or text us, 414-799-1037.
I just got off the phone with Jessica in Waukesha. She had to run into work, but she wanted to share with us what her one thing was.
What is it?
And she said that her parents, she loves this, their neighbor has a compost pile, and so what they started doing was, instead of throwing out all their old food or putting it in the garbage disposal, they started adding to the compost pile.
Oh, yeah.
She said they went from one bag of trash a day to like one every few days.
Yeah.
Just from not throwing old food out, from composting. And I went, that is a good one.
Yeah, it is.
That's a really
absolutely
good one.
Absolutely is.
So there you go.
414-799-1037. Is there like the one thing that you do that's eco-friendly that you would like to brag about, tell people
Brandon,
about?
Brandon, who's in Milwaukee. I'm not sure what he's doing. It sounds loud where he is.
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey.
What's the one thing that you do that's eco-friendly? What's one thing you do?
Yeah, so one thing, it made me, you reminded me when you were talking about how the guy was just throwing the wrappers out of his car.
Yeah.
Well, constantly, I was on a kind of busy highway, but or a back road, and constantly people throw like whole bags of fast food in my like ditch line there.
What?
And I started when I go out, a lot of people use credit cards, so the receipt will be in there, and their name will be on the receipt, and I'll just post it to my local marketplace with all their trash and their receipt.
That's awesome, dude.
That is genius, Brandon.
That is.
Yeah.
So you actually out these people. If you can.
Well, they usually get deleted off the marketplace, but then like the whole town, because I'm from Burlington, so usually like the whole town would be like tagging the guy.
The whole town.
It's Burlington. I'm sure they know who it is. Oh, Todd.
Yeah.
Freaking Todd throwing his trash out.
It's John on 3rd Street. That guy.
That guy.
Yeah. So people think twice, hopefully, at least in Burlington, throwing their trash bags out now, because then I'll just tag them.
Brandon, while we've put public shaming away for some things, I'm totally fine with it for littering. I'm okay with it.
Because that's truly laziness. True lazy entitlement.
Throwing a whole bag of food out the window is a whole nother.
Someone else will deal with it. I don't care who it is.
This is crazy.
Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Two bags. The guy had like $40 worth of food.
What?
That's just insane. Yeah. Did he not have room? Does he like not have a trash can where he lives?
No, he never passes gas stations, Riggs. There's no gas stations anywhere near him ever, apparently.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning, dude.
Yeah,
we appreciate you too. We appreciate you listening.
Jesse's in Milwaukee.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's good. How are you?
Awesome, thanks.
Good. So it's Earth Day. What's the one thing that you do that's like eco-friendly?
Well, on Earth Day, I always try to make sure that I take the kids out to the beach to pick up trash.
Oh.
Just because it's like, you know, you want to start instilling that in kids. And what I do is I put like a plastic bag over their hand. You know?
Okay.
So they're not touching the actual trash. Me and my daughter are going to go up to American Science and Surplus and get one of those picker-up things.
The little reacher things, yeah.
Oh, the reacher.
Yeah, those are great.
Reachers, yeah. So we're going to grab one of those and go to the park. So.
That's and you know what's amazing when you should do a before and after and post it because people think
that's a good idea.
Because I see people picking up trash and you're thinking, oh, there's a few things, but then they get done and they have bags and bags and you're like, wow, the before and after is insane of how much trash is out there.
Even if it's scattered, you know, a quarter of a mile down the beach, you're gonna pick up so much trash.
So much.
I'm
sure. That's a good point. Yeah. I used to do it with the kids I babysat for and now I do it with my own kids. So
I do it
on days that aren't Earth Day too.
That's good.
Yeah, that's one of my memories as a child is picking up trash. Every single year on Earth Day. I remember that with my Girl Scout troop. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing this year. So
cool.
Go, girl.
So you pick up trash and you do it with your kids as well, which teaches them responsibility. That's great.
Yeah, my daughter turned 4 yesterday, so I'm excited. This will be the first year she's actually going to really be able to help.
Happy birthday to her. What's her name?
Maddie May.
Happy birthday, Maddie May.
Happy birthday, Maddie May. You play this back for her later. You can listen. You can play
it
back.
Yeah. 1037kissfm.com. Thanks for listening, girl.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, have a great day.
Thank
you, too.
Trevor is on 3.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
So, what's like the one thing that you do that's eco-friendly?
Okay, so I pick up trash with a company that I work with, a restaurant. But the big thing that really hit me... When I first met my wife, I went to take out her trash, and it was, I don't know, maybe a pound worth of, you know, bottles.
Bottles? What kind of bottles? Plastic bottles? Glass bottles?
I think the point is...
Like maybe 2 milk jugs and a soda bottle.
And she wasn't recycling?
Banana peels. I'm like,
What?
Do you not see this?
Right. What happened? She just wasn't recycling? Like, what's the finale?
Yeah, just didn't ever think of recycling.
Wow.
I've been to friends' houses who live in rural areas where you have to pay extra for recycling,
which
so they don't, which is dumb.
Which
so
is
they're
so
like,
dumb.
So they just throw everything in the trash. And I was like, that's sad, but I guess, what are you going to do? Pay extra for recycling, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
all right.
It's just insane. I'm like, you know, it took me like 6 months to break that habit with her, but.
Yeah.
You know, we've got recycling down pat in our house. So.
At least it didn't totally turn you off that she was kind of dumb. Like, at least you made her smart about it, right?
Yeah.
At that point, I kind of felt like it was my mission, you know?
Right. I'm going to make this girl better.
I will
and more
teach
aware.
Her how to recycle.
Nice, man.
That's so funny.
Well, thanks so much for calling this morning,
Trevor.
Thank you for teaching your girl to recycle.
Yeah. Wife now.
Right. Wife thanks. Now, yes, thanks. There you go. Whatever you do, do one thing. It all makes a difference.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.